This podcast replay is brought to you by BocaJawSurgery.com. From dental implants, wisdom teeth, jaw surgery, and facial cosmetic procedures, trust your care to a board-certified oral and facial surgeon. Call Dr. Ronnie Katz today, 561-499-3331, BocaJawSurgery.com.
Opinion. Okay. I don't care if you're protesting for Palestinians, gay rights, Black Lives Matter, union workers. I don't care. Whatever it is, protest. I'm not about protesting, blocking bridges, blocking main arteries to cities. I'm not about, you want to protest? Protest at a consulate. You have a problem with traffic in South Florida. Go to, what's her name? Daniela Cava, right? The mayor. Go to her house. Surround her house. You know what I'm saying? Do something where you're sending the message, but you're not in the way of human beings. I'm not for that. Because there could be family emergencies. And so if you want people to have sympathy for your plight, they're not going to have sympathy for your plight if somebody, you know, there was a protest about a month and a half ago, 2 months ago, forgot which state it was. It stopped, listen to this, transplants. There were emergency, you know, vehicles trying to get body parts to people who needed it, who are waiting in the operation rooms. We can't do that. I don't agree with DeSantis on a lot of shit, but I voted for him only because the other side had nothing. And he does some good things. This is one of them. They arrest you here for protesting and getting in the way now. It's new law. They have new laws for porch pirates. They have laws for shoplifting. That shit that goes on in California can't go on here. Oh, and by the way, not only do they have laws for the shoplifting stuff, because they don't do that shit here in California. Like, oh, you can steal up to $9.99 and they don't do anything to you. Not here. Oh, and if you're in a group, the penalties are even bigger. Squatters. We got laws here that he just passed it for squatters. I'm good with that. That protects citizens. Dude, you protest all you want, but do it in an organized fashion where you're not hurting others, because that's kind of what you're protesting about, right? Because innocent Palestinians are getting hurt. Okay. But you can't be hurting innocent people while you're trying to get your message. Because on that Golden Gate Bridge, I lived in San Francisco. I lived in Tiburon on the other side where Sausalito, it's Sausalito's the first island, then Tiburon. Okay. What if my mom or dad or grandfather or brother, they're old, let's say, they fell, they're calling me. They live in San Francisco. I got to get there. I can't. Only way from there to there is through the Golden Gate Bridge. Because of a protest, and I've got a family emergency. You think now I'm going to have any sympathy for whatever kind of protest that is? Nope. Nope. So I suggest if you protest, do it where you're not going to piss off the average person. Send the message. You know, you want the government to get the message? Go to the Capitol, dude. You know, go to the Capitol. That's where you send the message. You block a bridge or something and you stop average people from their lives getting to work, making money, or an emergency for, you're not winning people over. You're not going to win people over. Nope. Nope, 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 nope. No, you're not. So, you know, Black Lives Matter and LGBT or whatever. And if you start tearing up stuff and destroy, nobody's going to have any sympathy for you. So if you have problems with the law, then go to a police department and protest there in front of the police department. That's your problem, right? Okay, then do it there. Don't ruin normal people's lives to send your message. That does not get anywhere. You know? So I'm just saying there's a way of doing it, but you've got to be more strategic about it. And if we're talking about injustice, you can't go following an injustice with another injustice. Just saying, right? We're talking about injustice. We're talking about people being mistreated, whatever it is. Gay community, women's rights, bias, Palestinians, whatever. Okay, so the injustice that's going on, let me now also create an injustice on somebody else. Let me block the Bay Bridge so that way the person that is in an emergency, a health emergency, can get to somebody else. How is that productive? Let me loot this store. Let me set this on fire. Let me turn this car over during our protest. Because that's the best way to ruin an innocent person's car or their business or hurt them. Wait a minute, but they didn't do that to you. It's got to be some common decency here in the process of it. So when you know, it's kind of like what goes on in the Middle East. There is no common decency there. They don't care about life. They mistreat each other to the max every opportunity they get. And that's why that war, the wars there will never end. It's been going on for 1,000 years because there's never any mercy. Ever. Nobody ever says, let's work on peace, because they don't want peace. They want to annihilate the other person. That's all they want to do. Yeah. It's crazy. Crazy shit. Anyway, done.